At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hard-working ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wealth and Wisdom Hour. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling. Before I introduce you to my very special guest today, I want to share with you I just got back from New York City, where I attended the Television and Radio National Publicity Summit. I met with the producers of The Today Show, The View, CNBC, The Early Show at CBS, and many others. And after the break, when my guest needs to leave to do her radio show at Hay House, I will share with all of you some of the invaluable information I learned on how to get booked on these shows. But right now, it's truly Christmas in April for me, as I have a very, very special guest on the show today, and it's none other than Sonia Choquette. Sonia is a third-generation intuitive and prolific writer. Her books have sold over 1 million copies worldwide, and they've been on the New York Times bestseller list. Sonia has been a personal intuitive advisor to Louise Hay, Julia Cameron, Carolyn Miss, Wayne Dyer, pop icon Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, and professional consultant to international business leaders such as Charlotte Beers, a Fortune 500 company CEO. Sonia was educated at the University of Denver and the Sorbonne in Paris. Sonia also received a bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degree in metaphysics from the American Institute of Holistic Theology. She is a master of psychic arts and metaphysical law. She is the best-selling author of, I think it's 11 books, but Sonia, you'll tell us the exact number.
More than that, Jens.
More than that, okay. In more than 30 countries. So welcome, Sonia. How are you?
I'm so grateful to be with you today. I'm great. Thank you so much.
Terrific. You know, I really am excited to have you on the show. I was first introduced to your work in 2008 when my friend Beth Goldstein, who says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi, Beth.
Yeah, she said, if I took a class with you, it would truly change my life. And so I saw that you were teaching in Vegas at a Hay House event, and I signed up. And your class was amazing. I loved how easy you made it for people to make changes in their lives. And you even inspired me to get on stage with you at the end and to shake my booty, to which
Yay!
You referred. And you referred to my dancing as a white man at a wedding, and I laughed so hard.
I love it.
Oh, me too. And, you know, Sonia, since then, I've read many of your books and purchased your CDs, and you truly are the real deal. I just love your work.
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Certainly. And you know, when I read your books, it became really clear to me how you tap into your wisdom in order to manifest wealth. And can you share with our listeners your thoughts when it comes to manifesting wealth and wisdom?
Well, I really believe that we cannot manifest out of the realm of what we can feel. We have to begin to feel the wealth that is available to us in order to manifest it. If we have a poverty of imagination and a poverty in our emotional body, it's going to be hard to turn that around to a manifestation of physical wealth. So nature, just watch the DVD on the earth
mm-hmm.
for wealth. You know, look at pictures of beautiful, of the Niagara Falls, just over and over, abundant and flowing, and begin to imprint on yourself feeling of how wealthy we are
mm-hmm.
living as human beings on this planet, and start saying thank you for that. And
right.
so grateful for the wealth of my vitality, the wealth of my freedom, you know, the wealth of my ability to move through this world and create as I want. And that frequency is the key to success. And be generous. Now, that doesn't take money. Tell people, I love your spirit. I'm grateful for your help. I love your energy. Thank you for being present. You brighten up my day. And then you get the flow going.
Mm-hmm.
And so, these frequencies of abundance and flow have to be felt before they can be manifested.
I love that. And so you're saying it so clearly and easily that it truly does start within us.
Absolutely. And we just have to, you know, my teacher said to me once, and I just love this, is there's no absence of wealth, just a lack of imagination.
What was that? There's no what to wealth?
There's never an absence of wealth and abundance, just an absence of imagination.
Oh, I love that. You know, I recognize there's $41 trillion that trades hands each and every day. And when I teach my classes, I say to folks, you know, just get in the middle of that.
Right.
Right? Get in the flow.
And I do think it's really, really, really important to give out 100 blessings a day.
Ooh, tell me about that.
That's like a wealthy person. 100
okay.
blessings a day. You see somebody on the street corner, maybe you don't want to buy their newspaper, but you can say, I love your presence here. You're really helping the planet learn about generosity.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Starbucks guy. Thank you so much for putting that extra dash of love in my coffee.
Mm.
That's a blessing.
That is.
100 blessings a day will get you into the wealthy flow. It's
so
easy. You can say them as you're driving down the street to people. Thank you for pulling your car out so I can park. Thank you for stepping aside. They don't have to hear it
mm-hmm.
for you to say it. But if you do 100 blessings a day for a week, it will be you'll have quite a different experience of the whole world at large. And the other thing to do is to count your blessings out loud at night, because we are so wealthy and we don't even recognize it. We are given so much, but we don't recognize it. So it's almost like we turn our back to the prosperity and the abundance that's trying to come in. I just talked to a woman this morning who was saying, I'm alone, I'm unemployed, I'm all by myself. And we went through the whole hour, and the very last question was, well, you know, I have all these people are calling to ask me out and take me to dinner, and I just keep saying no, and I don't know what to do. And I wanted to just shake her.
Did you tell her just to say yes?
That's exactly what I did. I said, Do you think maybe that's your prayer answered instead of an intrusion upon your misery?
Yeah. Did she get it?
She thought about it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that, who knows?
So, exactly, who knows? And what do you see, Sonia? I mean, you travel all over the world. You speak all over the world. You have conferences. I mean, you're out there and you're doing amazing things. And what do you find that is the biggest block people have when it comes to tapping into the flow and wealth?
I think that people are very lazy in being givers.
Okay.
And I don't mean money. Being givers of good energy. I think people are very lazy about that.
Mm-hmm.
They're very much focused on what I'm not getting. And they're very, tend to be a lot more tolerant when it comes to the giving. And I have seen this around the world.
Mm-hmm.
That where people are generally givers, givers of good vibes, givers of a smile, givers of a compliment, givers of patience, people who are givers have wealthy, wealthy experiences and many blessed surprises, but wealth doesn't come to the non-givers.
Interesting. Yeah, I often refer to that concept as the boomerang theory, because what you put out, you know, what you give to others, you get right back.
And that is a law that nobody gets to break. But
mm-hmm.
people get the idea that they have to give what they don't have. But
mm-hmm.
we all have an ability to give a good energy, positivity, loving kindness. It's free.
It's free. There
it's
you go.
Free. So in order to be wealthy, give what is free to give. And I've,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've been in South Africa. I just came from Bucharest, Romania. The Bucharest, Romania is barely 30 years down the road, crawling out of communism. Really national growth amount of money they make is $9,000. They're not a wealthy country, but they were givers of joyful spirit. And they were so generous and rich that it blew me away. They were givers, and they were so excited for this kind of information. And I thought, and they were all young. They were all, when I was over there, they were all under 30. And I thought, you guys are going to make it.
Yeah.
You've got the giving spirit, the youngest generation. Where there are givers, there is prosperity. And it's an attitude of giving love. When you give love and you witness people and see the light in their eyes and you acknowledge them, you get into the flow and it will attract. I'd love to share a quick story with you.
Please.
Because it shows my point. Years ago when I was a new author, I was in a bookstore teaching my book, The Wise Child. And I was in San Francisco and only one person showed up. And it was a very stinky homeless man who came out of the rain because it was raining. And I had a musician working with me, and he goes, well, let's go. And I said, well, no. And he said, well, what do you mean, no? And I said, well, we're here to do what we do. So I'm going to talk to him, and you're going to sing to him. And he's like, God, he stinks. I said, that's not our business. He's here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk to him, and you're going to stand talking to this guy, and he's laid back with stinky and smells like alcohol and all grody. And he looked at me and winked at me. And I said to my friend, who's a guitarist, I said, he's an angel. You watch, something good will come of this. So we put up with it, went home, and 3 years later, Hay House recruited me. They came to me, and they said, the guy who recruited me was in charge of new author, said he went to San Francisco and asked one of the bookstore owners who she recommended. And she said, I recommend a woman named Sonia because when she was at the bookstore, when every other author might be in there complaining that they don't have any audience, she sang and danced her heart out. And they brought me on board and sent me around the world.
Oh, Sonia, I love that story.
I really want to tell people you don't know. Just give what you can.
So generous spirit, being generous, yes, always.
It's free.
Because we're here to serve, right? I mean, that's what we're really here to do. And it's free. Wow.
That's the root of it. If you can't feel generous, even when you do receive something, even like I had another client last week. She was, again, really singing the blues about prosperity. And she said, all I want to do is go live in the country and I don't want to work. And I said, well, I see you doing that. And she goes, well, actually, my friend just offered me a house for the summer. Did she register that as this incredibly generous gift of abundance from the universe? No. She's like, well, what am I going to do when the summer's over? And that's my general problem.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we receive, a lot of us are so stuck. We don't see that we are blessed beyond measure.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that you're saying it's actually people's lack of giving, because I've always been under the impression that we're not good receivers. Like, for instance, when someone gives us a compliment, you know, people tend to deflect it rather than receive it.
Right.
Do you feel that that's also plays a part?
I definitely think that it's part of it. I think it's 50% of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think 50% of it is we're not givers, 50% of it is we're not receivers, so we end up stuck.
Stuck, yeah.
So in either case, being a happier receiver, being a happier giver, will get the flow going. And if you do both, you get really in the joyful stream of life.
There you go. It's like...
Both.
Yeah.
They're both free.
Yeah.
And you know how you do it? Just say, to be a good receiver, just say, yes, thank you.
It's that simple, isn't it? Yes,
it
thank
really
you.
It really is. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You know, I read a quote once that really struck me. It said, the most generous person is the one who receives.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you really respect and honor all the blessings being given to you. So yes, thank you is a wealth building mantra for life.
A wealth building mantra for life. Yes, thank you. Just show up and say yes, thank you to all the opportunities.
Everything. Yes, thank you.
So tell me about your latest book, Traveling at the Speed of Love. I'm curious, what inspired you to write the book?
Well, I wrote the book because, one, as we're moving into this transformational period of time, it's a bumpy ride. And a lot of people are really having their world paradigm turned upside down, you know, jobs ending, professions ending, lots and lots of familiar things falling apart. And even my personal experience was I had my whole family matrix ended very suddenly with the death of my brother and my father 6 weeks apart when they were both perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
So I wrote it as a guide to get us through challenging times.
Mm-hmm.
That just because it's challenging doesn't mean it's going to take us out.
Right.
And that if we really gravitate and navigate through our challenges with love, and I kind of use the metaphor of the airplane. It's like when you're in turbulence, buckle in and go to higher altitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get through it. And it really is a practical book for people to respond to life positively and creatively and not interpret change and transformation, which is what we're going through, as a personal assault on their life and security. But gee, these are changing times, so buckle in and go to higher ground.
I love that. Yeah, like a whole different stratosphere to tap into.
Right.
All the good things that are available to us.
Right. But if it's change, it's change.
Mm-hmm.
Time to change.
Wow.
So it's really a book especially for people who feel like they've been beat up a bit.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. I'm sorry to hear about your brother. My twin brother passed on as well, and it's been about a year and a half ago, and I know how difficult it is to...
That's hard. I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, my gosh. But... Oh. These are the kinds of things. There's a lot of sudden exits of souls. There's a lot of changes going on, and we are transforming our vibration. So let's prepare. And let's ride the waves with grace. And that's what the book is about.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah, and speaking of these changing times, because it does feel that way. You know, it just feels like, you know, I've been kind of playing around with manifesting principles, and I call it manifesting in a moment to, you know, once I get really clear about, oh, what is it that I would like? Do I want, you know, some a hug today, a free cup of coffee, you know, whatever it is,
yeah,
whatever I want.
Yeah, chocolate ice cream cone.
Yeah, all the goodies in life. And it's amazing how quickly it comes. It's just so simple. Don't you find
it
that it's just really easy? Yeah.
Once you decide that's going to be your sport, and you really go after it, it is just not only simple, it's the universe plays with you.
Right.
The universe says, oh, good, I'll play with you. In fact, here's a fun one. One day I said to my assistant, Ryan, I was working all day in my office, and I said, I'm going to manifest being on national TV today. And he said, well, good luck, Sonia. You got clients all day, so I don't know how that's going to happen. And I said, I wonder. And I was just being very playful.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is I went into my class, or went into my clients, and at the end of the day, I came out and Ryan's just shaking his head at me. He goes, you'll never believe it. You were on national TV today. And I said, I can't. Tell me how. I'm eager to learn. And he said, well, Sylvia Brown was on Montel, and for whatever reasons, and it's quite unlike her, she ended up talking about you and your books, and even recommended your books to someone in the audience. So you manifested your experience just the way you wanted. And I was like, yes, who would
that.
Ever come up with that plan? I didn't even have to go anywhere.
Oh, the universe is good, isn't it?
Yes, it loves to play.
Mm-hmm.
So let it be a game. And I call it the how good can you stand it game.
Oh, tell me about that. That sounds amazing.
Well, it's like every day, say to the universe, I say, expect good things.
Okay.
And how good can they be? And at the end of the day, my mom used to do this as a kid. She would say, expect good things, and I expect to hear about them at dinner time. And that was what set us up for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So the game was how many good things could happen. And that game is something that is the how good can you stand a game. And we used to say, can you stand this one? This was, and it'd be another great thing, and another great thing, and another great thing. And I recommend doing this in groups with people.
Okay.
And so you're not working alone. Recruit others to join you in a how good can you stand it week, where every day you tell each other how good it was. And at the end of the day, you email, you chat on the phone, whatever. These are all the great things that happened to me. What happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then you end it with, can you stand it? It's that good. And you do it for a week. It gets insanely fun and insanely creative.
Wow. So, you know, that I'm going to put a little shout out to all the listeners of this show to let's do it. Let's do what Sonia says. So that next Wednesday when we get back on the air, I'll have callers call in and they'll share their how good it was week.
Yes.
Right? Let's do it.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Thank you, Sonia. That's a great idea. So everyone knows, so that, you know, to prepare, you've got until next Wednesday. So you're saying it's a daily focus of how good can it be, or how good can it get?
How good can it be? How good can you stand it? And at the end of the day, you tell the other all the good things and just keep building and building.
Mm-hmm. Keep building. Are there any days, do you remember a day in particular when you just said, oh my gosh, today was just the most, does anyone stand out of your mind about a day that you had?
Well, I was traveling once with my husband to London, and we did not have a hotel, and he was a little worried, and I said, I think it's going to be fantastic. So we picked a hotel that was, you know, 3-star, good enough. We got there, and the manager said to us, you know, we just had a German tour bus, we won't be able to accommodate you, even though you made the reservation at the airport, but we'll see what we can do. He disappeared behind the door, came back 5 minutes later, and he said, we have found you a good accommodation at the same price, and I think you'll find it wonderful. He put us in a cab and sent us to the Waldorf Astoria, 5-star hotel,
yes,
for $55 a night for a week.
Oh, my goodness.
I could hardly stand it.
Oh, good for you.
It's so fantastic.
That is fantastic. That's just a great story.
So, It's a fun game. It's like, well, how good can you stand it? And then see what happens.
Okay. We will definitely work on that. We'll embrace that game. That sounds amazing. And now, Sonia, tell me, what other things are you working on now? Like, I noticed
releasing a new book in a week.
Okay.
A month called The Power of Your Spirit,
okay,
A Joyful Guide
about
to Daily Living. And it's really a book about creating and building your life around the daily practice of empowering your spirit instead of letting your mind scare you to death, letting your ego intellect scare you to death. I'm very excited about it. It goes in 4 stages. First, awakening. We awaken our spirit. Then discovery. We start looking into it. Then surrender, we begin to trust it, and then finally flow.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is about is practice. And the practices that I put in are simple and easy and lovely.
Great. So you have exercises throughout the book then that people can...
Very simple, easy daily practices
mm-hmm.
that really build your life around supporting and honoring your spirit, which is divine and enormous light and will attract all you need instead of being enslaved to your ego-based intellect, which is never secure and never confident enough to leave you alone.
Right.
So I'm very excited about it.
Well, that's going to be absolutely amazing. And the when you sit down to write, are you getting this information from your spirit guides?
Mm-hmm. It's all channeled.
It's all channeled, okay.
It's all channeled. It starts flowing, and the name pops in my head, and then I sit down, and the whole thing unfolds.
Beautiful.
And every book has its own personality. They're very, very different, and I'm very grateful that I am able to be a conduit to this information, because it's really very happy and empowering, and great. Where I'm grateful is it's very simple.
Mm-hmm. It's simple. And that's what it really struck me about your work is you make it so simple for people. It almost has to be in today's age, don't you think?
Yeah, if it's not simple, people won't.
So, Sonia, we were talking about just how simple, you know, the process is. And when I read your books and listen to your CDs, it just amazes me that that it really is that simple.
It's really simple when you work with the spirit. It's only the intellect that complicates things. And so my commitment and my role is to really be a conduit for language and dialogue that's spirit to spirit, not head to head.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it just works just beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
To speak simply withstands the test of, you know, my whole message is, look, don't believe me. Try it and see for yourself. Just try it and see. Try these simple things that don't take time, that you don't have a lot of reason to not try, because they're not only simple, but they're kind of curiously creative, and see what your result is. That's the way I go about things.
Sure, it's matter of...
And then people get their own result quickly, because
right.
When you work with spiritual laws, you're going to get a spiritual result. You're going to get a positive result.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Yeah, that's powerful. I agree. It's like getting out of the head, drop down into the heart, tap into source, and rock and roll, right?
Go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the flow, then go with the flow.
Yeah, right. Get there
first.
And then go with it. That's right. Well, Sonia, I know you need to prepare for your radio show at Hay House. So please tell my listeners, where can people find you?
Oh, I have a great website, and it's got lots of positive and supportive things on there for free. It's Trust Your Vibes, VIBES, trustyourvibes.com.
Okay, we're putting that up in the chat room right now, trustyourvibes.com. Okay, Wealth and Wisdom listeners, you heard it here. Sonia, the real deal. Go out, get her books. I love them. I know you will too. And thank you so much, Sonia, for sharing with us your energy and your insight. We wish for you much, much, much continued wealth and wisdom.
I'm very grateful. And to you and all your listeners as well, all my love.
Thank you, Sonia. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Wealth and Wisdom Hour, and I'm your host, Jaden Sterling. After the break, I will share with you some information that I learned in New York City at the Radio and Television National Summit. So stay tuned. Hi, this is Jaden Sterling from the Wealth and Wisdom Hour. You're listening to 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
Turn it up.
Are you ready to turn it up?
I know I am.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready to turn up the volume in your life? Join me, Laura Lozano, host of Laura Out Loud, every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock Pacific, right here on 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Have you wondered why others experience success time and time again, yet it continues to elude you? Do you feel something inside of you that stops you from reaching your goals? Do you desire to relate to money and success in an entirely new way? Are you ready to make positive changes in your life when it comes to your relationship with money? Well, if you answered yes to any of those questions, come join us for an intensive self-discovery, money mastering weekend of growing and learning. Level 1 is the foundational level for wealth mastery, and it's all about helping you clear and heal your self-imposed limitations. Throughout the course of the weekend, in a compassionate, supportive environment, you will be guided through experiential exercises to heal your money wounds and clear your money blocks once and for all so that you can live the abundant life you were meant to. So please join us on Friday, June 10th through the 12th at the Lazia Healing Center in Calgary. You will be led through experiential exercises that will assist you in discovering what has always held you back from living an abundant life. Some say this night is the most powerful part of the entire weekend. One thing is for sure, you will learn exactly what has kept you stuck when it comes to manifesting money. Then Saturday, from 9 to 5, I'll share with you tools and techniques that will help you discover your soul's purpose. You'll learn how to anchor in big dreams and ideas. I'll teach you how to tap your spiritual mentors who will assist you in achieving all of your goals. You'll learn how to balance giving and receiving. And you'll learn how to connect to the true source for abundance. Then Sunday morning, the course will wrap up, and I share my techniques from my upcoming book, Manifesting Your Heart's Desires. So join us for a life-changing event. So for more information, go to thewealthquest.com. Please join us Friday, June the 10th through the 12th at Lazia Healing Center. Seating is limited, so get your reservations in early. Welcome back. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and you're listening to the live Wealth and Wisdom Hour here at 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. So, wow, Sonia Choquette, isn't she amazing? I just love how simple she makes everything, and her insight is incredible. And so really, let's get that how good can you stand it thing going. Let's really focus on that each and every day. And I'd love to hear, I see Dawn in the chat room saying she's going to work it with her daughter and her boyfriend, and she'll share next week. So like Sonia said, expect the good things, ask for them, and put that vibe out, that really good, generous, giving vibe, because all the good things come back to you. And like she says, it's free to do. So we're also going to open up the phone lines right now. Area code 218-862-1300, extension 124290. So call in, because I'm going to do some wealth and wisdom readings for folks. So I promised you I'd share some valuable insights from the producers of the Today Show, The View, CNBC, etc. And it was an incredible week in New York City last week. I had an opportunity to listen to them speak on a panel setting and sharing with, there were 100 of us in the audience. So from all over the United States, there were people from Australia, Canada as well. And they share with us, what it would take to get on their shows. It was incredible. And then we had an opportunity to meet with each and every one of them to pitch them, which is a good word in their industry, the word pitch, but basically it was to pitch them. And The thing that I got out of it most is clarity. You have to be really crystal clear when contacting, whether it's a large TV show or radio show or publication, any kind of magazine, to get really clear about what it is you're talking about. And I know a lot of the listeners on the show are healers, and which is wonderful. And we all are about giving to people. You know, we're all about making a difference in people's lives. But with that kind of thinking, at times it can sound a little it can sound too general, you know, not specific enough. So what I'm learning through this process is, in order to take my business to the next level, in order for you to take your business to the next level, we have to get the word out. And it really helps to let people know, you know, what you're about, what you're offering, and how it will benefit them. That's the thing that struck me the most is, you know, the shows, the producers at CNBC, they're not so interested in knowing, you know, who actually, frankly, who we are, but they're more interested in knowing how you will benefit their audience. And that was the theme throughout the conferences. You know, what is it that you can bring to the table that will either educate, inform, or entertain their audience? It's those three things that they're looking for. How can you educate them, inform their audience, or entertain them? Those three things. So when you're contacting a producer of a show, or, you know, regarding getting on their show for a segment, or even radio, that was another thing. You know, it really seems that radio shows are more open to plugging your book or your programs, your CD series, whatever it is. They're more open to sharing with their audience to take action to buy your products. Whereas TV, you know, not so much. You get 2.5 to approximately 4 minutes to be on the show where you're entertaining or educating or informing. And then at times on the bottom, the third screen, it's called the bottom third. You know, you've seen, like, for instance, if you watch the Today Show and they have a guest on, they'll have a place at the bottom of the screen which will show either the guest's name, the guest's website, or their book. And what I learned is when we are in the green room getting ready to appear on the show, you can then say to the producer what you would like to appear on the bottom third. So if it's your website, and be specific, because if you don't, they're going to put in whatever they want to put in there, and that won't be helpful for you. So be really clear about, you know, if it's the name of your book that you want to show up, or your website, or what have you, to go ahead and do that. What else? Be crystal clear. So most of these producers prefer email as well. They don't want to be called on the phone. They're very busy. They would much rather get respond to an email. Do not include any attachments with the email. They don't want to see your manuscript for your book or your even a press kit. Don't do it. Just include a very simple email and make it personalized. That's another thing. So when you're emailing these folks, put in the subject line, you know, "Hello, Kathy. It was great meeting you," or, you know, "looking forward to working with you and being on your show." And they also would like to see your pitch idea, what idea you have to get on their show, in the subject line of your email. So just put it right in there. And then no more than 3 paragraphs in the email. The first paragraph, just introduce yourself very briefly. And this is the time to shine. Don't be afraid of all your accomplishments. You know, don't be shy. Really let them know, you know, what other TV shows you've been on, or what other magazines have written you up, have done an article about you, you know, what awards you've won, any other, if you've been quoted in or written about in any other newspapers or magazines. Really put that out there. The second thing is, second paragraph is all about, you know, what it is you're going to do for their audience. Are you going to, like we said, educate and inform or entertain? You know, what is it that you're going to provide for their audience? Make it no more than 3 sentences long. Very concise, because these folks get hundreds and hundreds of emails each and every day. And then the last paragraph is just sort of a summary of how they can contact you. And then email it. Don't hassle them, follow up the very next minute, did you get my email, you know, why haven't you called me? Don't do that. None of that. Just wait for them to contact you. If you do not hear back from them, it's not because they don't like you or, you know, they don't like your subject matter. It's more about they don't have a segment for you right now. You know, maybe they're working on something else, but generally, if they like your input or if they like your ideas, they will contact you, you know, because their job is to put folks on television and radio. That's their job. So they're always looking for content. They're always looking for fresh material. Another thing is, before you contact these producers, start really watching the news and TV. You know, that was a big thing for me. I don't watch the news up until now. But, you know, generally that's not something that I've really gotten into. But what I have been doing is targeting certain shows like the Today Show that I desire to be on. So I'm now making more of an effort to watch their shows, seeing what kind of guests they have on. And then seeing what kind of, you know, what kind of format that they prefer. Christina says in the chat room, don't be shy equals name drop. Yeah, name. Sure. Of course, name drop. If you know, Wayne Dyer says your program has changed his life, let people know that. You know, that's a good point, Christina. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay, the next thing is create what's called a one sheet. And that is an industry standard for you, your topics, and how you can benefit the show producer. Typically, it will have your photo, perhaps a photo of your book, or in my case, I put a photo of my deck, Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Oracle cards on there. And then I just put a short bio. They'll want to know your media credentials, so I just listed what newspapers I've been written up in and magazines as well. They'll also want your contact information. So a phone number, always put a phone number. You know, a lot of folks are relying on emails, which email is great, but these people, when they want you on their show, they're going to contact you immediately. And the next thing was, when they do contact you, get back to them really quickly. They say if they don't hear back from someone who they've called or emailed within 30 minutes, they will go on to the next person. That's just the reality of it. You know, they don't wait around for people. They're going to keep going, you know, to the next person to find, you know, what they need. So when you're watching the news, now I watch it with a completely different set of eyes. You know, I'm watching to see, you know, what is current within my field of expertise and what I can do to you know, to benefit them, you know, what kind of show ideas I can come up with, or tips or information as an expert that I can give their listening or viewing audience to help them out. And the show, the conference was terrific. I'm booked on a few radio shows now and still in further talks with Today's Show and The View. So I'm certain that's going to play out pretty well. And then utilize what Sonia just said. You know, I'm really, it taps into the vibration of giving, that, you know, it's really, that does bring amazing opportunities into your life. So continue to figure out, you know, how can you help other people? How can you help these producers with an informative or interesting segment for their show? You know, how can you help a magazine writer with articles? You know, these people are always looking for articles and ideas. So get really creative with your thinking around your business. And the neat thing was, it really forced me to look at my business completely differently. You know, it really taught me to look at it in a way of, how will it benefit their listening, viewing, reading audience. So keep that in mind, you know, when you're, thank you, Melissa. Melissa went too. Thank you. It's been a great show. I can't believe how quickly these shows go by. It's amazing. Oh my goodness. All right. So, let me just pull a few cards for the week. I know that we already have our intention set for the week to figure out how good or great can it get. Oh, the first card I pull, gratitude. Oh, amazing. There's no accident. Okay, let me pull one more card. The next one, action. And the third, flow. Oh, my goodness. This is so much of what she said. So we've got gratitude, action, flow. So very much of what Sonia said, continue to be grateful to people, send blessings out to them. They all come back to you. The next card is action. Take action. You know, it says the universe, it serves as a reminder that the universe is waiting on you to meet it halfway. You know, maybe an action step you take this week is to just contact one radio show or one TV show. And by the way, you don't have to go today's show out of the gate. Focus on a local cable show who you can get, you know, that will get you on their show. And then once the big shows see that you have that kind of media experience, you're going to get booked much more quickly. What else? Oh, and the third card, flow. Of course, flow. This card, as Sonia says, get in the flow and then stay in the flow, right? This card serves as a reminder that it's time to go with the flow. Being in the flow comes from a positive state of mind, a belief that everything is unfolding as it should, and trusting in the universe. I love that card. So generating positive energy flow can come from allowing for new opportunities, healing blockages, and then getting out of the way. Thank you, Catherine. She says, when I pulled cards from his deck for people this past weekend, they were always a perfect match. Good. Thank you. I love hearing that. Oh, my goodness. Time goes by so quickly. I'd like to thank my producer, Laura, and my guest, Sonia Choquette. You can find my information at www.thewealthquest.com or Facebook, Jaden Sterling Wealth and Wisdom. Please stop by and check the like button if you'd like what I'm bringing you. And have a great week, everyone. Remember, getting rich is one part, finding your passion, living a balanced life, and being of service to others. Now that is having true wealth and wisdom. Erica for Erica's Evocation Hour is up next, so stay tuned. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.